Welcome to the Thrive Forever Fit Show, the podcast that's here to ignite your potential and guide you on a journey towards living your best life. I'm your host, Jay Nixon, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. On this show, we're passionate about one thing, and that's helping you reach your full potential, whether that's in your health and fitness, relationships, career, or personal growth. We're here to provide you with tools, strategies, and inspiration to thrive in every aspect of your life. Each episode, we'll dive deep into topics that matter most, featuring insightful interviews with experts, thought leaders, and individuals who've achieved extraordinary success. Together, we're going to explore powerful mindset shifts, nutrition and fitness strategies, effective goal setting, mindfulness techniques, and much, much more. We'll break down the barriers that hold you back and help you build resilience, focus, and unwavering determination. So if you're ready to unleash your potential and embark on a transformative journey, this podcast is for you. It's time to embrace your inner fire, tap into your limitless capabilities, and make every day an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and empowered to live the life you've always dreamed of. The Thrive Forever Fit Show is here to support you every step of the way. Let's dive in. Before we dive into the show, I want to take a quick moment to talk about the sponsor of this episode. It is very dear and near and close to my heart because it is Lori's company, SpaStar. If you ever had the opportunity to watch someone create something from a thought or a vision and make this magical thing actually come to life, well, then you'll know why I'm so extremely proud of her and why I'm so excited to have her sponsoring the Thrive Forever Fit Show. If you've listened to my podcast, then you probably heard her on episode 259. If you haven't heard that, I would go listen to episode 259 as soon as you finish this episode. She talks about the story of how she created it, the adversity she overcame, the challenges that she worked through, and just the inspirational story that I know you're absolutely going to love. But what SpaStar is, it's a luxury wrap. And it was created as a spa wrap for people who were getting beauty treatments. But what we found out is it is a piece for everyday life. People are wearing it as swimsuit cover-ups, resort wear, just to get ready in the mornings or for that special event. It is the most unique piece. And I've actually worn this thing several times. That was the actual first model for this. Maybe I'll show you guys some photos of that when the time is right. But it is such a cool creation called the Get Ready Wrap by SpaStar. And because you're a listener, you get 15% off today because you support me. So just go to spastar.net, spastar.net, the word spa, the word star.net. And at the checkout, enter Thrive15, T-H-R-I-V-E 15, and you're going to get 15% off of your Get Ready Wrap. So many of my clients already have these and absolutely love them. We're selling them all over the country and all over the world, for that matter, to high-end luxury spas, and to people just like you that are using them inside of their own homes. They're traveling with them. They're using them at the pool. It's so really just unbelievably cool to see and witness. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And I'm so blessed to have Lori actually sponsoring my podcast, which I think is really, really cool. So go check out SpaStar. I know you're going to love it. It is the coolest thing ever. And guys, this isn't just for ladies. This is one of the coolest gifts you could get your any female in your life, for that matter. If Lori hadn't have created it, I would buy them for her as a gift to show her my love and appreciation. So dudes, if you're listening and you need to get a gift for your significant other or some special person in your life, go to spastar.net, grab a Get Ready Wrap. There's all kinds of colors. There's black, there's sage, there's a berry color, there's a gosh, I just went blank. There's a kind of a greeny, kind of avocado-y color. Really cool. You're definitely going to love these, I promise. So go to spastar.net, check it out, support Lori. And Lori, thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, let's get to the action. Stop setting goals. Now, I know that might shock the pants off of most of you guys who listen to me or have listened to me for any amount of time, but I want to explain. So Stop Setting Goals, the title of this podcast episode, and the reason why I believe that we have to stop. We have to get a new level. And goals, quite frankly, are 2010, maybe. I don't even know, whatever cliche you want to use. But here's the reason why. The significant issue with goals is that we treat goals as mere ideas. We treat goals as wishes, as hopes, as, well, this would be great if. But as soon as we're faced with adversity, as soon as we're faced with a challenge, as soon as something comes up and gets in our way, the first rainy day, then we quickly abandon our goals or we change them to fit our new narrative. So really, goals are just disposable. They're the new New Year's resolution. Like, nobody gives a crap about New Year's resolutions anymore. I think the science shows that like less than 5% of people who set New Year's resolutions actually make the significant changes that they set forth. I don't even encourage people to do your New Year's resolutions anymore. Actually, I discourage it because the amount of times that we've made these new quote unquote promises, and they're not really promises, right? Because if it's a promise, then you should keep your promises. And so that's one of the reasons why we don't even keep our goals anymore, is because we've broken our promises and we've allowed our goals to be manipulated or to be disposed of so quickly and so haphazardly that they just don't mean anything anymore. I think social media is partly to blame because we post everything on social media. And really, all we're trying to do is get somebody to like us or click us or validate us or say, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. I can't believe you're doing that. That's amazing. And then shortly after that, that goes away, right? It's like I was using the analogy the other day. It's like, you know, you've seen the whole 75 hard challenge that flows around the internet, depending on what groups you're in or the people that you're associated with. After day 17 or 18, it's like nobody gives a shit anymore. Like, including the person doing 75 hard. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to post my picture of me in my underwear for the 17th day in a row. And yes, I did my second workout. And yes, I did. And then it just loses its glamour. Because it's challenging, right? And the word says it in there, 75 hard. It's quote unquote hard to do something consistently for 75 days in a row, especially when it's inconvenient or uncomfortable. So that goes right to my point of a goal is really just an idea. It's really just a wish. It's really just a thought. It's really just a post on social media. One of my buddies I saw, Macy Mitchell, lives in Missouri, out just absolute savage of a human, unbelievable businessman, family man, owns a CrossFit gym, one of the best humans that I know. And he put a post up the other day and said something about just work in silence, right? Like, do the things you say you're going to do, but you don't have to post them on social. You don't have to make a big deal about it. And he's a master of this. I mean, he's consistently improving his life, improving the people's lives that are around him. And he never posts that he's on day blank of X challenge that he's trying or needs to get a validation from. And so what our goals have become are just validation standpoints that we get to get on social media. And then when they go away, nobody even really pays attention. Like, nobody says, gosh, I wonder what Carl's doing. I wonder how day 27 of 75, whatever, is going for him. Nobody even thinks about it anymore. So you can just quit midstream and nobody cares, including the person who quits midstream. And so my idea behind this is stop setting the goals, because you're just setting yourself up for failure, because you're really not going to take it seriously anyway. Now, I do have a theory and a strategy that I implore, and that is that I set my standards and I don't worry about my goals, right? My goals, you know, I'm using air quotes here, are going to come true if my standards are high enough. I'm going to get everything I want out of life. I'm going to get my goals if my standards are at a level necessary to get those. And see, here's the difference. My standards don't care about my feelings, about my emotions, about the weather, about if I'm tired, about if I didn't sleep, about this, about that, about circumstances. Like, circumstances don't negate responsibility, right? That's what a standard is. So if you have high standards, circumstances are irrelevant. Like, the circumstances don't matter. If my standards are this, it doesn't matter if it's raining outside. If my standards are this, it doesn't matter how I feel. Doesn't matter if I'm tired. Doesn't matter if I'm hungry. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And that's the key. It's like, you've got to have standards that are so extremely high that your emotions don't negate your responsibilities, because adversities, challenges, obstacles, quote, bad days, whatever, are going to happen. And if when those happen, you just fall to pieces, then your goals really weren't strong enough, but your goals are really irrelevant. It's that your standards weren't strong enough. Your standards are non-negotiable, right? Your standards are who you are. Your standards validate the person that you say you are. Your standards validate the level of discipline that you say that you have. And if your standards are high enough, you're going to get everything, because these are non-negotiable core values of who you are, regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstances. Your standards don't waver in the face of adversity or inconvenience, right? People with high standards do what is required, not what is convenient. So become a person of high standard and forget about the, who cares about goals? I mean, it sounds silly to say, but really think about it. If you've got unbelievably high standards, real ones, like not the social media ones, not the, you know, give me some likes and clicks types. I'm talking about like who you are as a human when nobody's watching, who you are as a human on a rainy Wednesday morning at 5 a.m., right? Standards get you out of bed. Goals don't. Right? Standards get you on the road. Goals don't. Standards get you in the gym. Goals don't. It's easy to sleep on a goal. You can't sleep on a standard. High standards are going to get you remarkable results. People with high standards prioritize what's required, right? They prioritize. Listen to the words I'm saying. People with goals don't prioritize. They just hope and wish, and maybe, gosh, man, if I'm really lucky, this will come true. People with high standards prioritize what's required. What's convenient is irrelevant. Now, this shift in mindset, and that's really all it is, it's a mindset shift, will lead you to consistent and exponential outcomes. Like, you will get more out of your life just by elevating your standards and holding yourself to those standards than you ever will by doing social media goals, by being boastful and whatever it is that you need to post on social to get a like or a click. Click and like yourself. Click and like yourself enough to live up to the standards that you need to live up to be the person that you were born to be, to live up to the outcomes that you deserve and desire out of life. This is in all facets. Your standards will dictate your outcomes. Your standards will dictate who you are as a human. They'll dictate your relationships, because people with high standards don't tolerate crappy relationships. They don't tolerate people that don't have high standards. It'll dictate your physical body. People with high standards don't allow themselves to get out of control and be obese and be disease-ridden and be couch bound. They don't allow it. People with high standards don't allow themselves to live paycheck to paycheck, not be able to pay their bills. They understand that money is freedom. And the freedom that comes with having money is a standard. And it's something that they won't allow themselves to go below. So everything in your life, even your spirituality and your faith, is a standard. Right? There's a difference in saying it and then being it. You got to be the things that you say that you are in tough times, when nobody's watching, in the face of adversity, when the challenge seems insurmountable. Your standards don't waver. Your goals will crumble. They'll fold like a lawn chair. Set standards and not goals. This is my tip for you. As we move into 2024, we've got about 2 months left in the year. Evaluate your standards where they are right now, and then 10x them, elevate them. Elevate your standards for the way you show up in life, for yourself and for others. Elevate your standards for your physical body, how you treat yourself with what you put in your mouth and what you do with your movement. Elevate your standards with your relationships, how you treat people, how you expect to be treated, right? That's important. How you speak, how you think, how you act. Elevate your standards in all of those things. Elevate your standards from a spirituality and a faith perspective. Be the human that you are supposed to be. Be the human that you talk about, the one that you wish everybody else was. Be that human. Be the beacon. Be the guide. Be the lighthouse. Be the example for everybody in your life. And you're not going to get that with a goal. You'll only get that with a standard. Guys, elevate your standards, elevate your life. I promise you, this little tip will exponentially change who you are and how you show up in this world. And when you start showing up as the highest version of yourself, the best version of yourself, the outcomes are going to come right along with that. You're going to start to get the things that you wish that you had. The goals are going to come easy. They're going to fly by. The goals that you've set for yourself will seem so minuscule. And the new things that you're going to be able to conquer, the new things you're going to be able to go after, the new you is going to be able to do things that you never thought possible. And all it is because you've elevated your standards of who you are and you're capable of doing it. All it requires is a mindset shift. Elevate your standards, elevate your life. I promise you, it'll be worth it. All right. Be awesome to yourself. Be awesome to each other. I'll see you soon. Love you guys. Bye. Hey, before you go, I'd just like to say thank you again for listening to the Thrive Forever Fit podcast and watching on YouTube. It means the absolute world to me. And if you would do me one favor, and that is simply subscribe and review this podcast on whatever platform it is that you enjoy it on, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, doesn't matter. I would absolutely be so grateful and so thankful if you do that for me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you again next week with an awesome, awesome episode. Bye. How do you know, man?